It is Throwback Thursday today.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And we are featuring the year 1975 today.
Yeah.
That is the year that one of the most iconic rock songs of all time was released. And I'm talking about Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Scaramouche.
Yes.
Scaramouche.
So Freddie Mercury started writing Bohemian Rhapsody in 1968 when he was a student at London's Ealing Art College.
Oh, yeah. Right.
He had come up with the opening line, "Mama just killed a man."
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
But no melody. Okay. Because in his mind, it had an Old West feel to it, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
The lyric, he referred to his work in progress as the cowboy song.
Oh, the cowboy.
Which is not at all what Bohemian Rhapsody sounds like.
No, it doesn't.
No. So Mercury referred to Bohemian Rhapsody as a mock opera that resulted from the combination of three different songs that he had written.
Oh, okay.
It was recorded at five studios in August and September of 1975. Mercury, drummer Roger Taylor, and guitarist Brian May sang their vocal parts continually for 10 to 12 hours a day.
They did not.
They
did. Are you serious?
The entire piece took 3 weeks to record, and in some sections featured 180 separate overdubs.
Jeez Louise. This is back in the day, too. This is not computer time. This is analog.
Right.
Wow.
Mercury refused to explain his composition other than to say that it was about relationships.
That's it.
Very vague.
Cowboy song. It's about relationships.
Right. And the band is still protective of the song's secret.
Oh.
Brian May supports suggestions that the song contained veiled references to Mercury's personal life, though. So, but nobody really knows what it's about. There's some weird words in there, and, you know, nobody really knows what
it's
about.
You know what word is not in there? Hygge.
Hygge.
Hygge. Hygge. Not in there. Hygge.
So when the band wanted to release the single in 1975, various record label executives suggested to them that due to its length, it was too long and would never be a hit.
Well, never.
The song was played to other musicians who commented that the band had no hope of it ever being played on radio. And one of those musicians was Elton John, who thought the song was too long and too weird for
too
radio.
Weird. And that's coming from Elton
John. And that's coming from Elton John,
so.
Right, I know, right? Yeah.
He's good.
Right.
Did he have any comments on their outfits, too?
I don't think he did.
He kept that to himself.
I guess.
Not too weird.
Yeah.
That's good.
Right.
Right.
According to producer Roy Thomas Baker, he and the band bypassed the corporate assessment by playing the song for Capital Radio DJ Kenny Everett.
Oh, yeah.
They gave him a reel-to-reel copy of the song, but told him he could have it if he promised not to play it. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
I see.
So Everett teased his listeners by playing only parts of the song. Audience demand intensified when he played the full song on his show 14 times in 2 days.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's heavy rotation.
Hordes of fans attempted to buy the single the following Monday, only to be told by record stores that it had not yet been released.
No.
The demand was so high that the executives at EMI relented and released the song as a single.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. It sold a few copies.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. So the promotional video is credited with furthering the development of the music video medium. Though some artists had made video clips to accompany their songs, it was only after the success of Bohemian Rhapsody that it became a regular practice for record companies to produce promotional videos for artists' single releases.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although critical reaction was initially mixed, Bohemian Rhapsody became regarded as one of the greatest rock songs of all time, as well as Queen's most popular.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody topped the UK singles chart for 9 weeks, plus another 5 weeks after Mercury's 1991 death, and remains the UK's third best-selling single of all time.
Jeez.
Here in the US, the song peaked at number 9 in 1976, but it re-entered the charts and reached a new peak of number 2 after it was in the 1992 film Wayne's World.
I remember that, yeah.
Yes. So following the release of the 2018 biopic, Bohemian Rhapsody, did you see that, by the way?
I did see that,
Very good.
Yeah.
It became the most streamed song from the 20th century.
Is that right?
Bohemian Rhapsody also became the most streamed classic rock song of all time, and the video surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube in July 2019, making it the oldest music video to reach 1 billion on the platform and the first pre-1990 song to reach that figure.
What do you think Elton John has to say about that? Do you think he goes back and says, you know what?
Yeah, I was wrong about that.
Might have been wrong.
Could have been wrong.
Could have been.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can't blame him. I mean, it is a weird song.
Yeah,
there's nothing
is.
Else like it.
Right.
Any part of it. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's kind of an obvious choice.
If you pick out something from like, you know, the Talking Heads, I'll be astounded.
No, we're going to play Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It's Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because that song was released in 1975, and that's our Throwback Thursday year.
It sure is. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. When recording Bohemian Rhapsody, band members sang their vocal parts for 10 to 12 hours a day.
Elton John thought the song was too long and too weird for radio.
And it is the most streamed song from the 20th century.
I have news for you, Elton John. There is no song too weird that we will not play on Legends
102.7. That's right. You've never seen the 13th floor.
If the Wiki Corner is not proof of that, then I don't know.
Clearly,
what
is. He's never been up on the 13th floor to see all the wonderful and weird songs that we have up there.
We'd love to show them, especially the Chuck McCoy Corner. I mean, that's
a treasure trove.
Entity of its own. Folks want to learn more about Bohemian Rhapsody, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog.
Yes,
if you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Now, we got some breaking news during the Wiki Corner. I'll let you share it with our audience just in case they have not heard.
The Buffalo Bills have announced that they've moved their game on Sunday.
To Detroit. So they'll be
smart playing. Smart move, probably.
Probably a smart move. You know what's funny? Last week and last Sunday, I was in Detroit. And on last Sunday, I was driving back from Detroit along that snowy corridor. So had this storm happen last weekend, I would have been in the middle of it. If it was happening this weekend and I was there this weekend, I would have been in Detroit. And maybe I could have gone to see the Bills.
You could have just gone to see the Bills. Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah.
But it was not meant to be. So what happens to all these people who have tickets for the game? Can they go to Detroit if they want to?
I don't know. It's a good question.
It's a lovely place.
I bet.
No, it is. It is not bad. All right.
Okay.
You got to come back tomorrow, will you?
What a glowing recommendation. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Put that on Yelp.
Okay.
You coming back tomorrow 4:10?
I am.
All right. Sounds good. Traffic and weather on the way with Ed Smith and meteorologist Josh Nichols. And, of course, your requests on the legendary drive at 5 ahead.